The case for Face. Everything you do online for your VO business, demos, blogs, Twitter posts, Facebook updates, profiles, newsletters, even email signatures, should have a picture. Now, I used to sit on the fence on this debate, you know, the debate over whether a VO should be heard and not seen. I was there for a long time. The argument was that, say, an animation voice actor with a voice that rattles the bass register, but a real-life visage that looks like Pee-wee Herman, sets up a conflict in the mind of the prospect deciding whether to hire this voice or not, and loses you the job. This is perhaps the only argument that has any merit. All others don't. So, in the case I just described, at least use your logo. There are a few other scant possibilities where a logo slash brand says more than your face, but even there, I would argue for using your logo and your face. These days, I'm firmly on the side of the fence that says put your picture of you on all your branding. I expect to catch flack for this, so bring it on, but I'm going to stand pat. That's easy for you, Dave, you say. You have a face for TV. I have a face for radio. That is a pathetic cliche. Untrue. And I'm sick of hearing it. Everybody, even the Elephant Man, can get a decent photo of her or himself with a modest expenditure and an able-bodied photographer. Why have I switched sides of the fence? Number one, no client wants to see a picture of your dog or cat. It's lame. It's avoidance, and you stand the risk of the prospect hating Chihuahuas, or Siamese cats. Number two, Simpson avatars are childish and misleading. Number three, video or pictures are king, no, czar, no, beyond that. Pictures are the subatomic God particles that power the universe these days. Number four, they are your best bet to immediately personalize and solidify your character and identity to first-timers. Number five, everyone, especially clients, have a natural inbred curiosity about how you look. And they'll feed that curiosity with whatever pictures of you they can find on Facebook. What will they find there? The hunger for your pic is not fair. It's not even legal, I think. But it's how we're wired. Hate to run the risk that people don't like mustaches or glasses or long hair or tattoos or chubby people. If they're that closed-minded and biased, do you really want them as clients anyway? In case you haven't noticed, the new currency on just about every manifestation of the digital universe is a picture, or a link, or both. So use a picture. Make it a standard headshot. A photo with you and your wife, you and your kids, you cutting up. Ever see Pat Fraley's headshot? He's always laughing, and his eyes are closed. Use a pic of you in black and white. You in sepia, you with a mic. Cliché, too, but bearable. You with a trophy, you upside down. Nancy Wilson can't take a bad picture, and this is one she's used before. There's a coy assuredness to it that says a lot about Nancy. Use a shot that speaks to your true character. For every photo of you that you think is edgy, risky, there will be as many who love it as who hate it. So it's a wash. In 1996, I shaved off my mustache of 26 years. I told no one. Viewers called in for days after that. Somebody in the newsroom started keeping track. It came out absolutely 50-50 for and against. Further reason supporting the argument for pictures or video. YouTube, need I say more? This thing is a juggernaut. Bad video, shaky video, awful on-cam appeals. It all survives and thrives. People are hungry for pictures, moving pictures, bad pictures, grainy pictures. All of it is worthy these days. Don't ask me why, but it's true. My final appeal to make you see the wisdom of including a picture, some picture, with everything you do online, can be summed up in one word, Pinterest. Pinterest is one of the hottest social media sites going, and it's entirely driven by images. Sure, there's all the connections and relationships you can curry there, make comments, add copy, but bottom line, it's the picture that brings you in and keeps you looking. Don't believe me? Come on, we both know you spent plenty of time on YouTube looking at silly cat pictures. Get the picture?